Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. Today's topic is when selling a dental practice, never listen to anyone that says the deal is dead. And we'll talk about that. We're now in 28 states selling dental practices nationwide, and we have 10 employees, including two CPA accountants. You can reach us from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day except Christmas and Easter, so please feel free to call us. We're more than happy to take care of you. Our phone number is 201-663-0935, and our email is, or our website is nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com, or you can also reach us at dentalpracticeguide.com. We're available in both. So the information you're about to hear is all for entertainment purposes. It's not legal or business advice. If you're thinking about selling to a DSO, call us first, because we work with a lot of them. We're independent, but they will often pay our commission, so there's no commission to you. If your practice is usually above $1.56 million and you have at least 5-6 chairs, that's their sweet spot. That's what they're interested in. They have other interests too, but they're interested in that a lot. And also, if you work with us, your legal fees are often, we'll get them reimbursed upon successful closing based on certain criteria. So call us about that. Now, don't ever listen to anybody. I don't care if it's a bank, it's an attorney, it's an accountant. When they tell you the deal's officially dead, the buyer walked away, the seller walked away, it's never dead. I don't care what they say. There's always a possibility of a little life in it that you can find. Now, we had one just this week that the buyer changed their mind last minute. We already had contracts written, lease negotiations done, lease assignment being prepared, and the buyer just panicked last minute. It was a very inexpensive practice. I usually don't do those, but I was trying to help the doctor out. And one thing led to another. The buyer just disappeared. Everybody thought the deal was dead. And it was on a Thursday. Suddenly, Friday, a previous buyer who looked at the office and said it wasn't for them called me and said, is the deal still available? I said, sure. We're actually showing them today, Sunday. They're bringing some friend of theirs to see it, just to come back and look again. And we're going to hopefully put a deal together. I don't know. But had we, not worked as hard, had we walked away and said it's dead, the deal's dead, when everybody else said it was dead, there'd be no future. There wouldn't be there. But I took the phone call. We're working on the week. Sunday, I'm working today. But we took the phone call, and sure enough, the doctor is coming today to see the practice. So there's always some life in the deal. You never know when, but there's always some life in the deal. You just cannot say, because the professional, the attorney, the bank said it's a dead deal, it means it's officially dead. You can always give it a little chance. And when really in doubt, give it that 3% chance. 3% chance that there could be a possibility. It's always like that. Never be 100% on anything. Leave a 3% margin of error. And that's what happened on this deal. I had another one that the seller said, that's it. Deal's over. It was going on for 2 years. It was a crazy amount of time. You never have a deal that goes on that long. That went on for that long. So seller said one day, I'm done. Shut it down. Calls the attorneys, shut it down. They called the bank, shut it down. I may have told this story before. And 24 hours later, I spoke to him. I said, how are we doing? He says, oh, I don't know. That buyer beat me up so much, I just wanted to shut everything down. I said, do we have an option here? Maybe we could still have a little life in the deal. And he responded, well, okay. see what the story is, but you got to get it done within the next few weeks. We closed the deal. Everyone said it was dead deal. The bank, the attorneys, the accountants, the buyer. Everyone said it was dead, and it wasn't. And that's the way you got to do. You've got to think about that. So this is beyond what they said. It's already a dead deal. Don't waste your time with it. You give it a little bit of life to it, a little bit. You can't get too crazy with this stuff because it could very well be a dead deal and you walk away. But you never know. Always leave that 3% margin of error that there's a possibility, no matter how sure you are of it. So that's what you're experiencing today. We try to give you live information as it's breaking. No fancy studios, no green light, blue light, plants, forget all that. We don't have time for it. I mean, things are changing all the time in these deals. And every deal is unique. I've done hundreds of deals. And each one of them is unique. All right? So remember, there's always some life into a deal, despite who says it's dead. You hang in there. We keep advertising, so to speak, dead deals for about 30 days anyway. So you don't know who's going to call. So just try to listen to us. We try to share our experience so you can learn something. Thank you so much for listening. Now, if you have some extra time in your car, listen to these YouTube, because we have, I think, 339 or something like that YouTube videos. We try to speak on different topics all the time. Everything's new. There's never two deals that are the same. There's people talk about boilerplate contracts. Yeah. Maybe has a base contract, but they're always changed. They're always altered. There's no two deals that are alike. Anyway, that's it. I'm off to the beach. I'm near the beach now. I'm going swimming, bicycle riding today, and tonight we party at some friend's house, ready for action. Great seeing you. We're out on Sunday working. Stay in touch. Thank you.